referring to it as the unknown anthology because it is the unknown.
Just the unknown.
The unknown.
Whatever ridiculous subtitle we want to attach to it, fine.
Yeah, maybe we should just go with the unknown and just stick to that. Ronald Johnson had an inoperable
brain lesion.
I think.
Okay, the unknown, colon, inoperable brain lesion.
No. I don't want any garbage on there. I just want the unknown.
Okay, I'll go with Scott. We'll just keep it the unknown.
You know, I like to,
your section of the unknown could be called inoperable brain lesions.
I mean, titles, you got to tend towards simplicity in titles. So.
Well, the unknown is about as simple as you can get. And as comprehensive.
I mean, the unknown deals with a lot at the same time as it's, you know.
I realize that.
And I mean, we do got to take a minute to acknowledge here, you know, that this whole project is really sort of, in a way, obscenely...
Self-promotional?
Self-promotional and... in some ways, evidence of the pathetic nature of American publishing.
Yeah, but that's not what we're about.
The pathetic nature of American academia.
Yeah, well, the pathetic nature of American academia, the pathetic American publishing.
We're all about that. I mean, we're not trying to make a comment on it. We're just taking advantage of it.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, well, okay, so we should make a comment.
No, it's self-promotional, but... I think there's self-promotion and there's self-promotion.
I mean, this is self-promotion in the interests of, well, for one thing, a good time.
I'll tell you.
Not just a good time, but a good, you know, I mean, this stuff is good.
Here's my...
William's writing, Dirk's writing, I'm amazed that, you know, Harper's, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, I'm amazed that it's not filled with this stuff. At this point,
because I haven't sent much to Harper's, The New Yorker.
I know, but these people should be seeking out good writing. You know.
Here's my feeling on the whole situation. I like to do criticism about writing that I like, but why do I have to wait until it's been recognized by some publishing entity before I feel it's time to write criticism about work that exists? Because the work exists in some published form, whether it's mass published or more privately from a typewriter or a word processing.
Or in the private series of books that William has been secretly distributing for years.
That have been distributed in a vagary of ways. A vagary? Is that even a way to use that?
I mean, we should make
some
of the
books. William, that bad use of vagary. I think that was really...
Vagary?
Violation to its definition.
What is vagary?
I don't know, actually.
Vagary?
Do we have a dictionary here?
We do have.
I don't know.